views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. Now, I do want to start off today's show by saying that I stand corrected, because on my last program, I said, well, this will be the last show of May, and of course, here we have May 30th. So, as it is still May, we will continue the theme of May on Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. We will continue the theme of the afterlife and heaven with the show's title today, Soul Contracts and Our One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Now, in a recent radio interview, the host was asking me questions about my channeled book, which is One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And he asked me specifically about how I wrote and brought to light the detailed way that each one of us writes the contracts of our lives before we incarnated into this physical form. I'd explained to him that there are no mistakes, there are no oversights, and there are no errors, no matter what we experience as a result of those connections and situations and events that we wrote into our contracts in order for us to experience. Now, he said he found it very difficult to believe that if we have free will, why many people would choose purposely to write into their contracts abusive, hateful, controlling people that cause them such heartache and immense pain, in addition to purposely choosing these souls with contrasting agendas to us to be part of our contract through our humanness. It's almost unfathomable that some souls would write in their contract to experience horrendous things like abuse, cruelty, and mistreatment. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that when we look at our contracts solely through our limited physical eyes, It is almost impossible to comprehend how these experiences could help us in any way possible. You know, it's only when one raises their awareness to encompass their multidimensional natures can we see how the puzzle pieces of our lives that were seemingly hard to fathom contract choices were ultimately written not only for the greatest good of ourselves, but the greatest good of all concerned. Now, for instance, in my novel, there we go, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I write about my five most important past lives, and they were the most important as I grew the most spiritually from these experiences. Now, in one of the lives which I write about, I chose great wealth, and I chose great recognition as a courtesan in Venice, Italy. Now, for those of you who may not know what a courtesan is, this is a highly recognized and highly paid escort or prostitute, if you want to call it that, which it is. But they weren't revered for only their physical beauty. They were revered for their intellect as well, because they were the only women at that time who had access to the libraries, and so they gained great wealth of information and knowledge. So, although I chose a spectacular, lavish life in that time, when I crossed over after that lifetime and I returned to heaven and I sat across from the etheric council to review my contract and my book of life, I could see that life very differently, with very, very clear vision, how haughty and how arrogant I was, and how I treated people beneath me in social standing, or because they didn't have as much material wealth and money like I did. I treated them like servants with such contempt and such disdain. So the next time when I chose to come back for another human incarnation, I actually chose a life in which I would experience what it would be like to be someone who was a servant, to have all my freedoms and choices taken away from me. So I chose to be a young black girl captured off the west coast of Africa and sold into slavery in the United States. Don't get me wrong, that life was horrific, but it helped me, had helped my soul to grow spiritually, and it advanced my understanding of things like compassion, tolerance, acceptance, and forgiveness for others who were so vastly different from me. And no matter what their social standing was, and no matter who they were and what the color of their skin was. Now, in no way am I making light of or saying that choosing a life in which I had to endure such degradation, such absolute abuse and hardship was easy, but my soul grew so immensely during that life that when I chose to come back for another incarnation, I chose to be a wise member of the Native American Lakota tribe, and I brought forth and I shared all the wisdom and all the knowledge that I had garnered from experiencing just such a harrowing life as a slave. Again, it is really difficult to see the total breadth and width of the effect that our different incarnations have on the growth of our soul when we view them merely through our physical sight. You know, I do love the saying that goes, "The most accomplished of sailors do not learn how to sail in calm waters. It is by being tried and tested and challenged that we learn our most important skills and lessons." Now, here they come. Here come the posse of angels. They're chiming in and they're reminding us that along with the specific lessons that we choose to learn in each one of our contracts, the strengthening of our character and our convictions in what we believe in and holding true to that is an important part of our human experience. So what will we do? We will write in deep contrast in order for us to be challenged and tested and see if we will struggle and then triumph over that. It's really important. So in another one of my incarnations in which I write about in my book, One True Home, I describe my life as a gifted psychic, a healer in 14th century Scotland, and the enormous effects that my actions and beliefs had on the poor serfdom community that I was a part of, in strengthening the other serfs' self-reliance and in their belief in themselves. And while this was great for the poor serfs of this community, the priests of the church noticed that the serfs, somehow, they became happier and they were more empowered and they didn't need to lean on the church so much for their direction and strength anymore. And so the congregation numbers were dwindling over time as they were empowered and they were strong and they didn't need to lean on the church, as I said. And the church was angry because by the members not turning up, the numbers of tithes, the money in their coffers, began to dwindle. And while I, in that life, my name was Annabel Rose MacDonald, while I saw many signs that I was going against the church, I knew deep in my heart that being true to myself and my gifts and my talents, that was most important to me, as I could not live with myself if I silenced and I hid away my God-given abilities and gifts. Now, if you're going to read the book, please block your ears, as there is a spoiler here. Na, 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 na. So, not hiding my gifts of healing and choosing to continue to help others and go against the church, well, what ultimately happened was the church demonized me, they called me a witch, and they burnt me at the stake. Okay, while I crossed over into heaven after that harrowing end to my life, I had to go to Spirit Hospital to rest, to recuperate, gain my strength after this horrific experience, until I was strong enough to go through my life's review and go over my contract in my book of life with the Etheric Council. I remember when the council asked me to share with them what I'd learned from that lifetime. Well, I told them I was most proud of how I held so tight to my conviction of being true to myself and not diminishing my light because of the dictates of a so-called authority, which at that time was the church. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that it's important to know that no soul ever is forced to have a human life, and we truly and we freely choose to incarnate to experience a physical world and in order for our soul to grow. Many who are awakened and conscious, who choose to come back, many who chose to come back in the last, let's say, 60 plus years, chose to help bring more light and love to the world. Some people call them light workers, and to help in shifting the consciousness on the planet. And while this was a very large part of their reason to come back, in addition, each one of these light workers also had lessons. Many chose very different circumstances to experience, and they chose to work on them as they'd not been fully addressed in previous incarnations. Now, for example, most souls who have controlled or hurt others in past lives will then choose to return and play the roles of being controlled or hurt so that they can experience how others felt as a result of their actions in previous lives. So just think about that for a minute. Think about what you have gone through in your life. Maybe something in which you blame something else, something in which you feel like you're the victim, and you might have been. But the reason you would be experiencing that is because you might have played the opposite, the contrasting role in which you were the perpetrator and somebody else was the victim in a previous incarnation. Now, if one was a thief, let's say, if one was a thief in a previous life, we might choose to be a victim of crime to balance out the karma in our lives. And if we've been unfaithful, let's say we've committed adultery in a previous incarnation, we were lying and deceitful, perhaps we found ourselves to be the one who finds out that a partner or a wife or a husband is cheating on us. And believe me, it doesn't make it any easier. It really hurts when we are the victim. But when you rise above it and you see these soul contracts from an angel's point of view, a higher point of view, then you can see why we choose these things in order to balance out that cause and effect, that karma in our lives. Now, these soul contracts that we make are made to learn things like forgiveness and unconditional love. And they are very important indeed, as these two actions are fundamental to clearing and cleansing negativity and transcending our karma. With their free will, souls may not. I mean, you don't have to, you know, we have free will, and we don't have to choose to forgive and to love unconditionally. But if we choose not to, we will stay on the cycle of that birth and death wheel until things are learned, taken to heart, and so that we can then grow. In my novel, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, it clearly shows that with each incarnation, we choose souls to help us along our journeys. Now, in the first incarnation that I speak about in my novel, I was a very naive, very young Egyptian princess. And I found myself being married off to an aged, sick, decaying pharaoh. My despair and misery is turned around by meeting two young souls that helped me in my quest of being true to my heart and not compromising myself when it comes to love. As the Posse of Angels mentioned in previous programs, our soul contracts are not one-sided, and they're put into place in order for the growth and expansion of all concerned when it comes to a human life. And we come back lifetime after lifetime after lifetime to play different roles to help each other. These souls are in our soul group because they are the most like us, and they are aligned and they resonate with our energies. And it doesn't matter if they look like they play a big part in our life or a seemingly small part in our incarnation. And it doesn't even matter if they play what looks like a good part, you know, somebody who loves you and cares for you and supports you materially and monetarily. And then somebody may play a seemingly horrible part by cheating on you and stealing money from you, because all parts in a human life are important. For instance, a soul could choose to be a kindly grandparent in a previous life, being so encouraging and supportive, and yet then they could choose, we could choose for them to be an abusive spouse in another life, because all lessons are worthy and very important to us. And I've often said this in my Angel Healing House practice, that the best way that we learn as humans is by contrast. And while we focused on my previous physical incarnations and the lessons that I learned, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness paints an absolutely extraordinary, clear picture of what happens when we cross over to live in the afterlife. And as I've stated on many occasions, when we cross over, we're not immediately given a halo and a harp and spend eternity floating around. And thank goodness for that, because it would be deathly boring. I explain in detail how each one of us has our homecoming party, and we're welcome back to heaven. We will have our life's review and then go over our contract with the Etheric Council. And then after that, we choose if we'd like to go back to spirit school to go over what happened in our physical incarnations. I was a spiritual teacher as Angel Ariel before I incarnated through my walk-in experience in 2003. You know, we choose different levels of varying interests after we go over our life's review. You know, what do you do in the afterlife? There are different levels, which I talk about in One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Now, the elementals, those people who love to nurture nature on the planet and animals, these are the fairies, the pixies, the gnomes, the leprechauns, the mermaids, the undines. They love this level because they get to nurture and nourish plants and flowers. They get to do horticulture and landscaping, and most of all, they get to look after and tend to the animals. You know, I also share information about the levels which musicians, artists, and writers go to so that they can continue to compose, and they channel that music down to souls on the earth plane. There are levels specifically for scientific exploration, inventions, and the development of new technology to clean up our planet. Choosing what we love to do. And as I've stated in other programs on soul contracts, and being able to appear exactly as we would like, and most souls choose to appear to be in their 20s because that's when they were their healthiest, that's when they were most physically fit. And we can also choose to live where we would love to live. In One True Home, I speak about my beautiful Italian villa that I used, that I created, manifested to live in between lives on the earth plane, as well as my beautiful Victorian home on the ocean. And so we choose the way we look. We choose our level of interest, and we can even choose where we want to live, rent and mortgage free, with which all adds up to the reason, I guess, that it's called heaven. Now, the Posse of Angels is suggesting that as you go through your week, take a really good look at the people that you have in your life, for each one has been carefully written into your life by your own hand. They're not there by happen chance, and they're not there by mistake. They are reminding us, the Posse of Angels, that our most important lessons that we truly need to learn are shown to us in every single day through our connections and our relationships, as they have all been catalysts to lead us to achieving our purpose and to ultimately learning our lessons in life. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, on its platform of Transformation Talk Radio. And you may also be watching the show as Transformation Talk Radio, as Angel Healing House Radio is now live on Facebook Live TV. And if you want to watch the show as well as listen, please go to the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page, and you can click on the link and watch the show as well. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will take some of those callers for that free angel guidance, free angel advice. If you'd like to call in for a free angel reading, it's 1-800-930-2819. And see you on the other side of the break.
you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel, at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You are back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for watching it as well, as we are live on Facebook Live TV. And in order to access that TV and watch us live, go to the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page, click on the link, and you can watch and listen to the show. So let's, without further ado, let's go to our first caller. Our first caller is David from Los Angeles. Hello, David. How are you?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you?
Good. And how are you?
I'm well, except I have a little bit of a cold.
Oh, well, take care of yourself.
Thank you very much. You know, I always look at as any kind of illness as a good sign. It's a sign to rest. It's a sign to regenerate the body, and it's a time for me to rewatch all of my Jane Austen movies.
I love that. That's good. That's a good way of looking at it.
Which are probably all worn out by now. And my poor husband, Pete, he's heard them in the background that many times. But it must be true love, because he's still sticking with me.
Of course.
So what's happening with you?
Well, I'm calling because I'm curious to know what the hell's going on. Because I have such big change is happening. I don't know if that's the right way of putting it. Work is good, but it's just not coming in like it used to. So I don't know what's going on there, but I've hit a bit of like a slow period. And I know that, like you just brought up about when you're sick, like for me, like when I in a slow period, I go, oh, this is a time for some downloads and for some new things to come forward. So I would just like some more work opportunities to be coming in, and then find out what my living space is going to be like as well, as things are moving in kind of a bigger expanse.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I heard is you're being prepared, as so many of us are being prepared now. Because of May 24th, it was another reset of the Mayan calendar. And this one, many don't know that this was probably even bigger than the 12-12-2012 that we experienced. It's almost like a total rebirth and a regeneration of who we are. And it's taking our skills of what we have done before, and they're tweaking them in some way. So they're saying that the work, you're being prepared to step into an opportunity, some career opportunity that someone's going to present to you, and because of all the things that you did by taking inspired action and saying yes to life, which was writing the books, speaking, and acting, all of that. It's like the Posse of Angels are taking all of that and they're creating the perfect avenue for you to step into. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm just getting shivers all over the place as confirmation. And they're saying, don't worry. Don't worry. And you wouldn't want it to happen any sooner. They've actually said this for a while, that this summer is the summer harvest of all of those of us who have, when we heard the voice of God saying, you know, when we were screaming for more clients, when we were screaming for more paid jobs, and they said, oh, go write a book. Or, oh, you know, go and rest. And we followed up. Oh, go create the radio program, because I know that you have a wonderful radio program. It's not every week, but right. But you've had such extraordinary guests on your program, and so you followed the word. You faithfully followed the word of God. You are a very faithful servant, and those of us who have been faithful servants, we didn't do it because of the reward, but that's what's coming up for us. So they're saying, David, please don't lose faith. You're like 99.999% right before the finish line. And they're saying, it's almost here for you. But at the same time, don't wait for it, because life only happens in the present moment. So they're saying, you know, keep doing exactly what you're doing. Those that don't know, David Matthew Brown is an extraordinary speaker, healing practitioner, breatharian, if you want to, not breatharian, but he teaches breath work. And just continue to do what you're doing and just keep your eyes open, because when this opportunity gets presented to you, you will be able to step into it with ease and grace. Let's go to the cards and okay. See what comes out. Also, we are under the influence of a new moon. So the new moon, and this is a super one, as it's very, very close to the Earth. It does bring about new changes. Two of Pentacles comes mm-hmm. in. Okay, this is a little bit of a rocky time with money, but they're saying that things will balance out. You know, they're saying that that you've always gotten by. You've always survived, and you will continue to survive because things will come in and keep you afloat. So they don't want you to lose your, you to lose your hope and faith. Because, and think back to all of those other times that things happened in the 11th hour. The Nine of Wands. Oh, well, this is a wonderful, wonderful card because, I'll show you this card. Those that are watching this on TV, there's a little gnome or a little, actually it's a fairy, and he's living in a tree, and there's a little knot hole, and the sun is shining through. And they're saying that the sun is shining through, and it's going to continue to get brighter as the summer continues. Many of us are going to jump into these extraordinary opportunities that will be first presented to us in June, July, and August, and then we'll be up and running in September, October, November, in doing what we absolutely love doing. We'll be paid financially for it, and we will just be living heaven on earth. The next one is the Four of I love this card. Okay, the Four of Cups, which is rest. Rest from worrying, rest from concern. All you need to do is find time to play, to have fun, and those are the energies. And just to relax into this time. They're singing me the song, you know, to everything, turn, turn. There is a season. And you feel it. You feel it, this new turn of the wheel coming up. They're showing me the Wheel of Fortune. and it will be turning for you again. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has been helpful. I just want to share this briefly. On Sunday, I spoke at Unity Westside, and in the when you walk into that center, they had like a little basket of angels, like silver angels.
Yeah.
And when I picked two up, it said hope and faith, which is what you just said.
Well, there you go. That's perfect confirmation. It's just hope and faith, you know. They're saying God didn't forget you, David. you know, you're still on the list. You're still on the list, and great things. Great things are coming to you because of all the immense love and help that you've given so many people.
All right. Well, thank you, Candy. I appreciate you.
Okay. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you very much, David. And that's a great, great first call for all of us to take note of, especially me in my time of having a cold and having some downtime. It is important to know that those of us who have stepped forward, taken inspired action, and listened to the voice of God. And again, we didn't do it for the money. We didn't do it for the so-called rewards, the recognition. But that's coming. That's coming in our summer harvest. Let's go to our next caller. Ashley from Richmond, Virginia, you're on the line. Hello?
Candy?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good, except I got a little bit of a cold, but that's all right. Give me an opportunity to rest.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm just calling today for a couple things. It's interesting you were talking about the new moon and the 24th, because I was having, number one, I slept for about 18 hours yesterday, which
wow.
I don't do unless I'm very sick, and I'm not very sick, so I think now that I kind of know what's going on. And I also, in the past couple of days, had an issue with my skin and joints itching and burning, which is a problem I had a long time ago when I went from high school to college. And so I also thought that was interesting because it seems to happen at transitional time. So I was asking them a little bit about that, if there's anything else I needed to do physically to help with that. I think it was I was eating a lot of avocados, and I think that I had a reaction to those on top of the energetic things that are going on. And I've also had a lot of references to New York this week, which is interesting because that is a place that I visited last year, and I kind of went, you know, oh, I don't think this is for me anymore, but now I feel like I'm getting put in that direction again. So I also wanted to ask about that.
Okay, so the first thing that they want you to know is it would be a wonderful time for you to go on some sort of a detox. And yes,
okay.
Most of this is energetic, but they also mm-hmm. want all of us to realize that our consciousness is just so aware and so awakened at this stage, and our bodies are mm-hmm. lagging behind to try to keep up with our consciousness. So we have to mm-hmm. cut ourselves some slack. And every time, as you say, there's a surge of energy, the poor body, you know, has to step up, and then we start to go, ugh, you know, those things.
It's oversaturated, yeah.
Yes, it just gets oversaturated.
You know, a long time ago I did a Himalayan salt cleanse. Is that something they would recommend again?
Yes, I was just about to say Epsom salts, but Himalayan salt cleanse
okay.
is wonderful to take out the impurities and just to align the body because it's energy.
Okay.
As far as New York goes, they're saying that there is some connection. There is some connection to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump completely that it has to be mm-hmm. a work or a business situation in New York or an opportunity or something like that. But they're saying just keep your feelers, you know, open and receptive, because it does feel like there's going to be something coming in, an email, a phone call, something, some communication that's going to be pulling you in that direction. So let's see what else. What are the things that you can do to detox the body? Lots of let's see. Okay, this with the skin. Okay, they're saying take ginger. I don't know if you take ginger at all. Okay, they're saying organic powdered ginger is wonderful to have that in, like, lemon and honey. It's wonderful for colds, but it's also incredible because most of the illnesses occur in the stomach. And so that they want you to, they just want you to clear out as much as possible. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Ash. But it's an exciting time to be on the planet. It's an exciting time to be one of those, if you want to call us light workers or awakened people who have really followed that voice. I mean, you know, and done the creative things, written the scripts, produce the tarot cards, you know, all of those things. You know, we've allowed our creative endeavors to spill forth. And now the reward is coming up for us. First card for you is the, oh my gosh. This is the Sunshine, Lollipop, and Roses card. It's the Ten of Cups. You know which card this is.
Oh, yay.
These lovely fairies are sitting by a waterfall, and they're just enjoying a beautiful summer's day. And they're saying to take yourself out near water, as it's as it's summertime in Virginia, and allow yourself to not only be physically, well, it's like energetically cleansed by the water. I don't know if you spent a lot of time out in nature last couple of weeks, but they really want you to take yourself down by bodies of water and just sit there. And your intention is to let your energies meld with Mother Nature's energies. And I know with you being an elemental, that this is going to help realign your system such a great deal. The next card. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Cups for you. Look at this. We've got the Three of Cups. Okay, the Three of Cups is a celebration card. This is you again by water. Water is going to be very important to you for some reason. Maybe they want you to drink more water. This is also your female friends, and maybe one of those connections that's going to come in will be a woman to help you step onto that next path.
Okay.
But this is certainly an interesting theme here with not only the Ten of Cups, but the Three of Cups. Lots of celebration. You might even be meeting a very special someone in the summer months coming up.
Well, that would be a celebration.
That would be a celebration, and that might be the connection to New York. That person may be from New York. And the next card is isn't this pretty? No, this is the next card is the Ace of Spring, which is the new beginning. Mm. The Ace of Wands, which is the new beginning around your career, around your visions, around your thoughts. But it just feels like such a springtime, such a rebirth around you. And they're saying that the last few years have been particularly, they're not saying harrowing, but they're saying very difficult to deal with. And now you're coming out of that. You're coming out of that.
And that's good.
You're going to feel so much lighter and so much brighter and so much happier. They're saying to choose one other card, and I'll go to my messages from the angels cards, and I'll see what. You're a lucky girl. They don't usually say to choose another card.
Yeah.
But Oh, okay. Oh, wonderful. This is the Dove card. This is take a leap of faith. Take a leap of faith.
Okay.
So this opportunity, when it's presented to you, it may not be something that you've done before, but they're saying that you have all of the skills and all of the abilities and gifts to do it. And they're saying that it may not be in a location that you've been in before, but now you're a different person. And now you take different energies with you to be able to do this next opportunity. So I hope that's been helpful.
Very helpful. Thank you, Candy.
Okay, love you so much. Take care.
You too. Love you too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Ashley. It's wonderful. These, you know, I do hear from quite a number of people that say, even though they may not call in for a reading, there is so much that comes out for the conscious collective in each reading about things that pertain to all of us. You know, for instance, with Ashley, you know, that the things that, and actually David as well, with the things that we've done before, with these new endeavors or new projects or new opportunities which are going to be presented to us, we can easily do them as we have diligently followed the voice of God and done those creative projects and created those things before. It may take a while to get our skill set up, as it might be something, you know, a little bit different, but we are very different people now to what we have been in the past. So let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Hamida. Hamida, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I got a bit of a cold.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, but that's okay. Good time to rest.
Indeed.
Yeah, so what's happening with you?
With me, I'm really trying to get some insight career-wise. I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do, but I've been having challenges in landing with the right place so that I can excel at what I do.
Okay. All right. First thing that I heard was where you currently were or are, it was not a good fit. It was not a good fit because energetically you are just so many light years ahead of the people who were there energetically. Now, we know from the laws of cause and effect, and we know that because of the laws of attraction, that you cannot be in any area where your energies do not resonate 100%. There's no more compromise anymore. There's no more settling for less. So if we do not resonate with those people's energies who we're with, then we, not anybody else, we will create a situation where we will get ourselves out of there in order for our hand to be opened up and for ourselves to receive something better. So, first of all, the Posse of Angels want you to know, Hamida, that they want you to bless this. That's the number one thing.
Got it.
Thank you for getting me out of there. Because if I was meant to be there, I would still be there. So the energy to give it is one of blessings. The next is, if I'm not meant to be there, show me where I can be of best service. Show me. And don't restrict yourself to the kind of work that you can do. Okay? Just open yourself.
Show me. Okay.
Because you have so many, they're showing me, you have so many career and life skills that you don't give yourself credit for. You just don't. I know. They're shaking their heads. They're going, yes. She doesn't give herself credit for that. So they want you really to own your wonderful gifts and talents and say, thank you, God. Now I get it. I open myself up to be of best service. And when you present me with whatever that is, I will step forth with 100% certainty as I'm taking inspired action to serve in the way that you would want me to serve. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, this is the Seven of Swords. The Seven of Swords is a card of uncertainty. It's a card where you're saying, I'm not sure if I should stay, I'm not sure if I should go. A lot of people say, well, I wanted to stay for the money, of course. I wanted to stay for the money and the security. But again, the Posse of Angels want us to know that our security comes from source. It doesn't come from the earth plane. So this is a card of bringing your thoughts and your feelings back into alignment, that if I was meant to be there, I would still be there. But I need to go where, A, I can be of best service, and B, where I can feel like I'm appreciated. I can feel like I'm paid what I need to be paid. They're saying to you, you knew it. You knew that you weren't being paid what you're worth. And that energy, that energy didn't sit well in your heart. It just didn't. So it's really time to be 100% honest and say that was a compromise. So why wouldn't I want to be somewhere where I can be financially remunerated for all the good that I do? The next card is, again, you've got swords. Swords is about communication. Swords is about our mental clarity. This is a time of mental clarity for you. But also, the Eight of Swords is about trust. Trusting the universe that you're always where you're meant to be. You just are. There's no question about that. And they said, take this time to regenerate. Take this time to recharge your battery. We are in amazing energies of that May 24th reset and also the new moon. Write down your intentions, write down your affirmations or whatever, and just start cleansing and clearing, making way for that regeneration to come in. And the next one is the new beginning. I love your reading. It's the Ace of Swords. And this is the new beginning. This is the new beginning. Of your opportunities and business things coming in for you, and they want you to know that in order for you to step into it, you had to be taken out of the old. So one more card for you. We have just a few more minutes, and one more card for you from the Heavenly Angels mystical card deck that I have here. Just like David, they don't want you to lose hope. They don't want you to lose faith. It's coming because you have done so much work. And they're saying thank you for being such a beautiful light and an example for others. Oh.
Thank you for that confirmation.
Oh my gosh, I love this card. And for those that are viewing it, there's this beautiful peacock card. Be proud as a peacock. Don't hide your light, Amina.
Peacocks are my favorite.
And then on the bottom it says, raise your standards.
How
perfect is that?
Yes, and I love peacocks.
So, and I'm feeling a very Egyptian background, and peacocks were very, very prominent in Egyptian times. Possibly that's where we know each other from, but in any event, raise your standards now that you're out of this situation that you chose. Then you can open yourself up to be in a situation which you're more aligned with. So I hope that's been helpful.
It has been. Thank you so much. And get better.
I will. I'm going to watch my movies now and just rest.
Okay, awesome. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye-bye. And thank you so much to all my callers. That just about wraps the show up for today. If you weren't able to get on the show today, please do try again next week. And remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week, Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio, and that you can watch the show as well on Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. If you want to check out any of my books and those angel readings, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is the three W's, angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your absolute radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I'll speak to you again next week. Take care. Bye.